God, it's
Friday.
Thank God, it's
Friday.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday Morning Club. Today we have with us
Gracie,
Mariah,
Bree,
Jacob,
and we have a mystery guest who has a hoarse voice, so we're gonna have to see if you can figure out who it is. Welcome, mystery. How are you today?
Great.
I think they're gonna know right away, but we'll see if you can figure out from the questions.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I graduated from Wood River, and in my free time, or I guess a lot about myself is I like to show cattle, raise cattle, work with cattle, all of that sort. So I'm guessing most of you know who I am by now, but that's just a little bit about myself.
And if you haven't guessed, it's Kylie Codner, the cattler.
Do you have any pets?
Yeah, so I have a lot. I have a yellow lab, her name's Marley, a chocolate lab, Oakley, a cat, a horse, and I guess just recently a pig, and we named her Shakira, so that's a cool name. And then we have a lot of cows. A few names that I like is Skittles, Ice, Ricky Bobby, and Lizzo. But that's just a few. We have a lot.
Where did you go to college?
So I went to Southeast Community College in Beatrice, and I played volleyball there. And then I majored in livestock management and production. And then I currently attend UNL.
And when you're attending UNL, what are you doing there? Like, what are you going into? And
so I'm getting my bachelor's of applied science. So then that way I can be fully certified to teach.
What is your favorite part about teaching agriculture?
So my favorite part would be about, you can cover about anything in ag. You can go from plants all the way to animals. And then I guess you could say my favorite topic would be about the animal science, covering about gestation, reproduction track, and there's a lot that you can cover.
What has been the best thing teaching here so far?
I would say making the connections with kids and the staff members, and then also having an amazing officer team, and then having great FFA events, meetings, everything like that.
Tell us about the FFA program.
So the FFA program, we started it in 2015 when I was a sophomore, so we've had it not very long, but quite a few years. I think that eventually we can get it to be the best in the state, hopefully very, very soon. Kids can compete at numerous activities like Parley Pro, Ag Demos, speeches, livestock management, ag sales, floriculture, welding, a lot of events. And so we have two teams that state qualified, which is livestock management and nursery landscape. And so that's going to be very excited. And then kids can also attend nationals in Indiana, and then state convention in Lincoln. So at these events, you can meet new people, friends, and learn more about the ag industry and FFA.
What are some things you are looking forward to at Wood River?
So I'm looking forward to expand the FFA program, maybe kind of like what Mrs. DeYoung did with the whole FFA show team. I'm hoping to eventually get to that, and then as well as having fun while creating memories, and then having an awesome FFA officer team each year.
Have you met any famous people?
So I really had to think long and hard about this one, and I would say the legendary and famous TikTokers, Mrs. Heist and Mrs. Herkett.
Woohoo!
And then I want to do a shout out for Mrs. Herkett's birthday, which is Tuesday, which would already passed. But yeah, happy birthday, Mrs. Herkett.
Thank you. It was a good day.
Miss Conner, I heard you have the joke of the day.
I do. I actually have two, if that's okay. So what did the mommy cow say to the baby cow?
Move over.
No, it's past your bedtime.
Pasture. Is the next one better?
Yeah, I would say so. This one was pretty bad. What did the cow tell the butcher?
Move over.
Please stop, or else we're gonna have some beef.
We want to take time to thank you for being here. Really excited about the FFA program, and it sounds like you have some cool things that you have in your bag of tricks, and so we just can't wait to see the program grow. So thank you for being here. In case you guys forgot, it's Happy St. Patrick's Day, and get your green on. It comes to that time in our show where we have to say goodbye.
Bye.
It's Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running.